True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wheels turning round and round. This is some good driving music right here.
This is good drive music. I like that you trusted your voice not to have another slip up there on the singing.
Nah, yeah.
That wouldn't have been good. We can't have that when you sing.
Not that one.
Nah, not on this song. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you bored. All right. We'll get to some fills, including a player that has been really red hot for a while now. And are we buying back in on this guy? Coming up in a little bit, Scott Fransky will join us on at 12 for a Fransky Friday. Phil's Blue Jays start a series tonight, and the Sixers involved in a lot of NBA draft rumors. We'll get to those as well, you people, later in the show. Okay, before we get to the phone lines here, let's hear from the man himself, because we're discussing Saquon. I have felt for a while now, there's just feeling out there, and no one has expressly said why, other than it's just history says it's hard to do again. That Saquon won't do it again, that he's going to have a down year compared to last year, that he won't be as great, and I think he could do it again. Now, if he had suffered some sort of injury last year, I'd say, I don't know. He was fully healthy all the way through. He dominated the season. I think the Eagles are going to be very smart about his usage in training camp, and then they're going to be careful with him. And when it's go time, I expect him with this offensive line and this quarterback next to him to dominate in the run game. Would you bet on Saquon to do it again? I would. All right, let's hear from Saquon himself talking about, well, where he is in his career right now.
The team obviously has a plan for you in terms of workload and managing that. Did you do any research on your own or figure out what might work better for you this time around?
Yeah, my research was the coaches in here, Nick, Jamal. I have a lot of great running backs I'm able to reach out to. I have a lot of trainers that I work with and mentors that I trust, and kind of listen to your body, going out there and not going too fast right away, letting your body heal. But the beauty of it is I don't know how many touches I had or how many yards, but it doesn't feel like it. I feel really good. I feel like I'm entering my prime. So just got to continue have the mindset of listening to everyone, buying into what they want me to do, and whatever they do, try to do it to the best of my ability.
All right, so he's talking about learning his body, Hugh, and understanding where he is. It's interesting because Kyle brought up earlier he had a lot of injuries, right, before he got here. Mm-hmm. So he could have, he could revert back to that. Mm-hmm. But there's also another way to look at it. He doesn't, even when you include last year, he hasn't had that many attempts since he got to the NFL because he missed so much time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if his, he is what, 28 years old now?
You mean the physical toll on his body.
Right, is he your typical 28-year-old running back?
That has ran the ball and carried the ball as much. I know what you're saying.
Because, again, he was hurt a lot early in his career. That's going to be an example. Joe Mixon, who came in the NFL, one year before Saquon.
He was a hammer.
He has 300 more rushes in his career. Ezekiel Elliott, who we know fell off a cliff the last couple of years, he has 600 more attempts in his career. Derrick Henry has 800 more attempts. You look at Saquon, he only has rushed the ball 1,500 times in his career because of all those injuries. It makes me wonder, when the Phillies got Zach Wheeler, Zach Wheeler had a lot of injuries when he was with the Mets, and he didn't pitch much. So they got him at like age 28, 29.
Mm-hmm.
He hadn't thrown many innings. I mean, he obviously had a lot of innings left in his arm, and as we've seen that the last few years, it gives me hope that he's not going to fall off a cliff quickly here. John in Egg Harbor's up. Hey, John.
How you doing?
What's up, John?
What's going on, John?
Hugh, thank you for taking my call.
You got it, John. What are you thinking today?
I'm thinking I was talking about the Saquon yardage.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to have under 2,000. I think he's around 1,600.
So he go ahead.
I think it's an A.J. Brown type of year.
Oh, so we're throwing it more. We're throwing it more this year.
Definitely. I think Jalen Hurts has more to prove. I think a lot of people are doubting him. See if he can be a top quarterback in the league. I think he's a top quarterback in the league, but I think it's an A.J. Brown type year.
Yeah, it's interesting the way you framed that Jalen Hurts has something more to prove. Like, he did win the Super Bowl. I mean, what does he have to prove?
I think a lot of people are saying, like, he just leans on the line and Saquon Barkley, he can throw the ball.
And we're off.
And we go from there. John, good phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. Is that our impromptu?
That didn't take long.
Jalen Hurts conversation? Well, does Jalen Hurts have something to prove this year?
Well, man, listen.
He asked the question.
Here we go.
I'm repurposing it for everybody.
Man, listen. This is the reality of where we are with this team and why a lot of people are saying what they're saying. It's because the quarterback's the unknown. Because we want this. We know how this season started or how we wanted this season to start.
They wanted to throw the ball.
And we wanted to throw the football. So now a lot of us are looking at it and saying, okay, we're probably going to try to get that going because this is a passing league. You do have two multi-million dollar receivers on the team that really last year when you look at them, didn't they contributed, but not to the point that we thought they would.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you probably got to get back to the mean a little bit. So I think, yeah, that's why people are saying what they're saying.
It goes back to a conversation we had a few weeks ago on do we want them to change the offense? And I don't. I'd rather lean into the Saquon thing, and then if I see that's not working, well, then I'll pivot and I'll go back to the passing game like they did last year at the end where the run game in the Super Bowl was shut down, and they went back to the passing game. But that was an interesting – I haven't heard a caller say Jalen Hurts has something to prove in a while around here.
Because mostly they're just angry if we don't have him as the best quarterback.
Well, that's true. If he's not number one, we're all haters here. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. that's absolutely true. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, it is a Friday here on the Midday Show, which means it's a tri-day.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
It is a tri-day Friday, and Hugh, as you mentioned in the Daily Douglas, Sunday is Father's Day.
Father's Day.
All right, how about we do this for Tri-Day today? A good Father's Day gift idea.
A good one.
A good one, right? Are you implying that a lot of Father's Day gifts are not good? Or
yeah,
kind of blah?
A lot of them.
Okay.
A lot of them, like the socks. Socks are bad. Kids are being creative. Now, I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, you know, but they're getting better. But not the socks. Put a little effort into it. Be a little bit creative.
Better than socks.
Yes.
So let's set the bar at socks for Tri-Day. Better than socks. All right, 215-592-9494 for Tri-Day Friday, a good Father's Day gift idea. Now, obviously, you know, depending on how old you are or how old your dad, if he's, you know, still with us, is you might have a different kind of gift, but a good Father's Day gift idea is a good one no matter what. Best one we get today, we're looking for. We'll pick it by the end. Carl is in Reading. What's up, Carl?
What's up? I was ready to call and fervently agree that Saquon was going to do even better than last
mm-hmm,
year.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up all the running backs of recent memory who had 2,000 yards, and I looked up that following season.
Yep.
Can I go over a few with you quick?
Let's do it.
AP, Peterson, the following year, 1,200 yards down from 2,000. Jamal Lewis went from 2,000 the following year to 1,000. Barry Sanders down to 1,490 from 2,000. Derrick Henry, 937, not even 1,000 the following year. Terrell Davis, 185 yards. I don't know what the hell happened to him.
We got hurt.
Chris Johnson,
yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, okay. Well, Chris Johnson, 1,287. Those are big, steep drop-offs. Holy hell.
So they're incredible drop-offs, Carl. Can I flip it around, though, the other way? I mean, we have seen some guys that have gone and had two great years in a row. Now, 2,000 is a round number, but let me use Terrell Davis because you used the year after his 2,000. How about the year before his 2,000? He had led the league with touchdowns at 15. He had 1,750 yards. So he had 1,750, And then he came back the next year after having the most touches in the NFL in 97, and he had 2,000 in 98. Like, he basically had 2 years in a row where he had close to 4,000 total rushing yards and led the league in touches. So, like, he did it 2 years in a row. Unfortunately for him, as you mentioned, that third year, if you know, he got hurt.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's a valid point, and there are some outliers like Terrell Davis. Derrick Henry did it a few times, but those are the outliers. I looked at the numbers, and they're anomalous compared to the normal, which is a steep drop-off. I'm going to put a future bet. Unless, but I'm going to still pick the birds to win the Super Bowl to even it out.
Well, there you go. Well, I hope you hit both, but I'm going to bet on the over for Saquon, so I can't fully root for you on that one. But I understand why history bets against it. I just wonder if we're focusing too much on the history and not as much on this player. Like, he may just be a historic player in his prime with the best offensive line in the league. Like, that could lead to another great season.
I think that's the only point we have to root for, is that he, like Derrick Henry or like some of the folks that did it, he's one of those unique, amazing talents.
So he really is.
There's that, yes.
Yep. All right, Carl, what do you got for us? A good Father's Day gift on a Tri-Day Friday.
Okay, this is easy. You get, even if he doesn't know how to play it, you get him a guitar, and inside that guitar, a marijuana cigarette.
You know what? That's a fun one. That's certainly a unique Father's Day gift. Carl, we appreciate it. Hugh, what do you got? Would you like that as a gift?
A marijuana cigarette and a guitar?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
It sounds...
I always wanted to learn how to play the guitar, too.
You know, I did, too.
That
did you
was
ever try?
No, because during COVID, I thought about getting one.
Oh.
But, you know, I didn't know which starter guitar to get. And, you know,
when you go in the
store... Yeah, yeah. You know how it is. Go in the store, and sometimes when you go to the store, the people that they have working there aren't a good fit for the store.
Okay.
Because they don't want to be helpful.
Oh, you
so
like
it was one of those.
Yeah, you needed
a little snobbish.
Yeah. Like, you know, just acting like they really didn't want to help you.
You suck
know what
a
mean?
Guitar. What a weenie.
Yeah, it's to me that's kind of ridiculous. So why are you here? If you don't like your job, why are you doing it?
It's almost like they're there for like the experts, but you're a beginner. You wanted help
as
a beginner.
You want to get as much. I don't know about anybody else, but when you go in the store. And if you don't know something about something, you assume that the person in the store knows a lot more than you do, so you ask questions.
Especially if it's a niche thing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah,
yes.
I agree with you.
And so, you know, they were a little testy. Like, you know, and I'm like, all right, then, that's fine. I'm good.
Wow, they ruined your pursuit of becoming a lead guitarist
somewhere. You know, I did that with a motorcycle as well because I wanted to get a motor just to ride like every now and then. But you go on Harley Davidson, oh, you know, you don't need that. You need to get this, and you need to get one with the baggers, and you need to do it. And I'm like, dude, I'm not going to ride this thing to Canada. I might ride it every now and then.
Think about where Hugh would be if he just had a little better customer service in his life. He'd be playing the guitar somewhere in a club. He'd be
spending 2 hours in a gas station.
Because I always wanted to get a Harley. I wanted to get a night train. But then it's, oh, that's too small for you. And I'm like, I'm not going to ride it. Like, you think I'm going to ride this, like, every day. This might be... every once in a while.
No, I think it'd be good for the show if you had a Harley and you rode it from Delaware up to here for the show each day.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. It would be easier.
People honking at you on 95. There goes Hugh Douglas.
Easier. It would be easier to do.
Would it be?
Yeah, it would probably be because, you know, some of those bikes, they ride in between cars.
Oh, I can't see you doing that.
I probably would. After I got comfortable, yeah. I probably would.
No.
Yeah.
A little dangerous for you.
Yeah, I would do that.
You don't really exactly live life on the edge.
I wouldn't. You know what I wouldn't do, though? I wouldn't come across the bridge.
No?
I'd probably go to Streetway.
Could you imagine sitting in traffic on 95 and there goes Hugh Douglas on a motorcycle zooming by? I would think I'm hallucinating. Like, that could have been who I thought it was.
I wanted a Fat Boy or a Night Train. Those were the two that I was looking at. But when I looked at the Night Train, everybody was like, well, you're too big for that. And I'm like, dude, all right, then fine. So I just stopped looking.
Did they say it in a nice way or they say it in just the meeting way?
They were just, no, they were more like.
Buddy, you're a little too big for that.
Well, no, they were more like, you're not going to be happy with
it. Oh, okay.
Because you know what's funny about Harleys is the bike that you see on the bike that you see out somebody's riding is not the bike that's in the store. Mm. You know what I mean? Because a lot of them are custom bikes, and they put the different tires on them, right. And different forks and stuff. So it's fully customizable. And so, you know, I went in there knowing that. But I was like, oh, no, you need to get this. Or you need to get one with bags on it, like I'm riding a cat. Because I have friends that ride, and they ride. But I was like, I'm not going
to
do all that.
Let's go to Gabe in Cherry Hill. What's up, Gabe?
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on?
What's up, Gabe?
First off, Hugh, what kicks we got on today?
Oh, I'm wearing some, what are these? My Air Terra, Humaras.
Air Terra? There we go. Love that. I had the Hyper Royals on yesterday, but busted those out for a while. The Jordan 1s.
Okay, cool.
How many sneakers do you own, Hugh?
Right about now?
Yeah, just like ballpark it.
Probably say 60. 60? About 60.
I want to guess
you,
more.
I might have you beat you. I think I have like 70. I think last time I checked, I think I have like 74 pairs.
Yeah, I haven't I haven't bought a pair in a while. Like the last ones I bought, I think it was the rare airs that just came out. The threes. Airs, yeah. Yeah, I just got those.
Very nice.
Now we have to talk sports because Kyle's getting annoyed.
Well, I was just before we got there, I was trying to count how many pairs of sneakers I have. I'm not a sneakerhead. I'm not against. I just don't have them. I think I might have five or six total pairs of sneakers. You guys,
I just need another 60. So
I know I'm not far from
here.
Yeah, well, I'll get there one day. All right, Gabe, what do you got for us? What do you think about Saquon?
So I wanted to tackle this from like a psychological perspective because I think there's something to be said when the mind is right, the body is right, mm-hmm. And I think Saquon is in an amazing spot. I think the best that he's been in years. I mean, I can only imagine what it's like, you know, playing for a dysfunctional organization like the New York Football Giants and just having to wake up every day, having to, you know, train and do that and get injured and then realizing, oh, man, I got to go back out there and run, you know, run behind that line again. I mean, I'm sure it's not a great time. So being here in this city, being here, you know, working, you know, for playing for this organization, I'm sure it's a different mindset. And when your mind is right, your body's right. So I think there's something to be said about that. Considering, you know, the freak season he had last year, and I think he's going to continue it because, like you said, I feel like he's more motivated. He's more motivated to do better, more motivated to listen to his coaches, more motivated to actually, you know, do what his body tells him to, which is why I genuinely think that he's going to be able to repeat the success that he had because I think at this point now he's entering his prime. I think everything that happened in New York obviously showed us what great of a player, the potential that he has, but I think right now in this situation in Philadelphia, I think he's tapping into his true potential. So I don't think he's finished. I think year one was just kind of like the taste of what he has to offer. Now, I will say if the game plan changes next year where they are throwing more and maybe he doesn't get the same touches that he had last year, that's different, obviously, because he can't really control that. That's up to the coaches. But if they were to follow the same game plan where he does get, you know, close to the same amount of touches, I think he's going to carry the same success over.
Gabe, I agree, and I think you mentioned the mentality. I also wonder if he's motivated to break that record. I mean, he basically had it last year, and they took it away from him. And I don't know. I haven't thought about this yet until this conversation. I wonder if the Eagles would do it to him again. Like, if we get to week 16 again, week 17 again, and he's in striking distance, could they really sit him down again?
I think
it'll be different this time around.
I agree.
I think they got what they needed to, which was the ultimate goal of the Super Bowl. I think this is kind of, I don't want to say house money. I refuse to say that, but I will say that this season's kind of, you know, a little bit different where maybe they can play around a little bit more. And yeah, if the opportunity does arise, I think that they definitely will let him, because I do agree. Last year, you could tell that even though he did listen to his coaches, you know, did what's best for the team, he might have been a little salty that he wasn't able to get that
record. I think I remember those comments the last week or two of the season. Because I think it was after the Cowboy game, one of the last few games, he did mention, like, it seemed like he wanted to go for it, and then they took the decision away from him.
Even in that interview where he was being interviewed and he had his hoodie up and everything,
yes.
I mean, the verbal language of it was just like, you know what, I'm just not going to say anything. I'm doing this for the best of the team. But in reality, I'm sure he's talking all his close circles like, damn, I really want to get out there and break that. You know, I wish I had the chance to do that. So I think this year around, it's going to be a little bit different if he gets that chance again.
I agree. Gabe, what do you got for us for a good Father's Day gift?
A pair of J's. If your dad likes a pair of sneakers, get him a nice pair of sneakers. I'm sure he'll love that, you know, just as much as any other gift, man.
I like it, Gabe. It certainly
That's
fits you and Hugh. Yeah, Gabe, good phone call. You ever get a pair of J's as a Father's Day gift?
Hugh got me a pair of Adidas. He started. That's when it kind of started, because he didn't like any of the shoes that I would wear.
Oh, he's trying to get you.
So
back,
he
get
was
you,
trying
you,
to
right?
get. Yeah, yeah. He was trying to get me into that. Yeah, the last pair he bought me was like a pair of Pumas. They're like a rainbow color. So yeah,
that's
a good gift.
That is it.
That's
a
good gift.
I think our first two Tri-Day answers are
not too bad.
Way more creative than I expected.
Yeah, I don't think my dad would be in on that.
A pair of J's?
Nah, he's not a J's guy.
No, my isn't either. Just whatever sneakers are around, they'll pop on. All right, 215-592-9494. What do you think, Hugh, if Saquon is close this year? Let's fast forward. Let's say it's the middle of December. We're doing it again. Saquon is at 1,800 yards, 1,900 yards. Do you think they would sit him again? Could they do that to the same player 2 years in a row with the record in striking distance again?
Let me ask you this question, because we're talking about hypotheticals.
Yeah,
are we in the same position that we were in last year?
Similar.
Yes, they're going to sit him down.
Wow.
Because
I would be so frustrated they did it to him again.
Well, look at the outcome.
I know. But did they win the Super Bowl because they did that?
Well, I would say there probably would be a little bit more discussion about it because it happened back-to-back. But I think that Saquon would probably have the same sentiment that he had. And then, Joe, think about it like this. If you're Saquon, and since this is a hypothetical, I'm pretty sure if you go back-to-back 2,000-yard seasons, you're probably where you want to be as far as your Hall of Fame candidacy is concerned.
Without question. Though I do think if he went 2,000 and then broke the record, we start the conversation of all-time status, like where he ranks all-time. We go from 0 to 60 really fast. Like if he broke the record this year off of the year he had last year, where we all think he would have broken anyway if he got to play, you have to start putting him in the discussion of the greatest running backs of all time. I mean, I don't know how you wouldn't.
It's one of those things where I think that there would be, I think the public sentiment would be, hey, man, we're getting ready to go back-to-back Super Bowls. Because at the end of the day, that's what we want to do. At the end of the day.
I don't know. I mean, you might
you
be right.
You don't think so?
But
I
our last
so.
Caller mentioned, Gabe did mention there, like, not quite house money, but we did do it last year. Last year, there were a lot of people that wanted him to break the record. But there were also a good amount of fans when we took calls last year, last December, that said, no, it's about the Super Bowl, right? It's about the big picture. I don't know. I think more people this time would say, you know what? We sat him last year. Let him get it this
time. Okay, I think that since we know what we know now, and if say hypothetically, if we start the season off just leaning into the run game, I think that there might be a little bit more leeway. If he gets off to the season and is similar to the one he had last year, we might be at week 14, where he might be close enough so he can get it done, and then they might be able to rest him. It just all depends. I think that is going to be the biggest indicator, how close he is at what point of the season.
Yep, and where they are, which is obviously a huge part of it. All right, 215-592-9494. All your phone calls on this. Saquon Barkley, would you bet on him to do it again? I would. There's this sentiment, it feels like. I just hear it. Like, it's going to probably take a pretty sizable step back this year. I'm not betting on that. I would bet on him to do it again. I believe Saquon's going to have another special season. Where do you come down? Hugh doubts it. I think he's going to have a special year and go for 2,000 yards again. Your phone calls on this. Father's Day gifts for Tri-Day. We're looking for good, creative Father's Day gifts here. Plus, I want to get to a Philly who's been heating up at the plate, and I'm really curious if you're buying into it. I still have skepticism on this guy. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, winning on the field starts with how you recover off the field. And nobody helps you bounce back like my team at the Mattress Warehouse. We're celebrating the 4th of July with big savings at Mattress Warehouse, up to $1,200 warehouse-wide. Look at what you can get. You can save $500 on the Tempur-Pedic's best-selling Breeze mattresses, designed to make you feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, you get $300 in free accessories with your purchase. You know what? I would take that money if I were you. I'd buy a couple pillows, man, because if you're going to buy a new mattress, you might as well buy some new pillows. Do what I did. Come in today and sleep better tonight during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Shop their entire selection and find a location nearest you at themattresswarehouse.com. That's themattresswarehouse.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.